we have Cindy from Gardena, California. Hopefully I got that right. Cindy, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. My question is, I have a friend who has homosexual tendencies, and he gets depressed in cycles, and the main thing that he struggles with is that he fears that he's going to end up alone. Everybody is going to get married, and they're going to have their own family and kids. And my question is, how can I help? How can I relate to him? I don't want to be condescending in a way that, you know, just pray and God will be there for you. But is there like a practical way for me to kind of help him as a good friend? He's a devout Catholic, and he still struggles with this. And again, it's through cycles. Sometimes he would get over it, and then he would be depressed over and over again by that future in his mind.
Sure. I think that's probably the biggest question, especially the young person is going to pose. On one hand, they have the church saying you have to live chastely. And then they look at that future and they say, that must mean that I'm going to be single and lonely and miserable the rest of my life. That's a natural concern, natural question. I had that same question. I imagine your friend is probably in his 20s or something. And, you know, that's especially painful when you start seeing your good friends get married and they start families and you say, am I being left behind? I went through that as well. I'm in my mid-40s now. And what I realize now looking back, I could not have envisioned the fulfillment that I have in my life as a single person. Now, can I convince your friend of that? Not really. I can tell him my story. You should point him to the video to see inspiration about that. But on the ground, what is this a question about? It's a question of our faith and our trust in God. What can you do? Well, what you can do is be a friend to him and say, listen, if you're going to be single the rest of your life because of your faithful commitment to God, I am going to be a part of your life. I think so often people with same-sex attraction feel forgotten by their friends. And on a Friday night, they can be lonely. And married couples have their own issues. What I have found for me as a single man, and by the way, this doesn't just affect or impact people with same-sex attraction. Mm-hmm. There are far more single men and women in the Catholic Church who desire to be married than there are same-sex attracted people.
Right.
So this loneliness issue affects people like me. It also affects widowers and those who are widowed. And some of my closest friends are in their mid-40s. And we get together, we have a community together, we travel together. But I also, one of the most important things about loneliness, you think about what St. Francis of Assisi said, and we have to get to this point through some maturity. May I seek to console rather than to be consoled? May I seek to love rather than to be loved? And once you start to see your loneliness as a way that you can give of yourself to others in their loneliness, then it becomes a way you can unite that with the cross. And I find that was very inspirational to me and helped me. But you journey alongside with your friend and say, you're going to be there for him or her. I don't know if it's a man or a woman.
Cindy, is that helpful?
Yes, thank you so much.
All righty.